Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is our annual Happy St. Patrick's Day show, and we have the one and only, the famous, the talented, somewhat cute, Eddie Dillon with us here. Welcome back, Eddie.
Well, thank you for having me back again. I was trying to remember, how many times has this been now?
It's got to be close to 10 years worth of shows.
Wow.
I knew you when you were young.
That's right. When I had more hair, and it wasn't all brilliantly white.
Right. Well, I don't know if you had more hair. You got a lot of hair now. You're in pretty good shape. But Eddie Dillon, for those of you that might not remember, is an Irish singer, songwriter, and all kinds of music. I say Irish only because we're trying to be in the flavor of St. Patrick's Day, which is this coming Thursday. So this is our annual celebration of that fact, and Eddie's been kind enough to come on every year and do a little show with us. He does a lot of other things, though, which we're going to find out about, particularly later in the program. But his background with Irish singing goes back to the days in the Boston area, right?
I cut my teeth. Actually, I'd hate to admit this, but I've been singing Irish songs since I can remember, because of my family, of course.
Right.
Growing up in Braintree.
Braintree, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then learning music in the great folk scare of the 60s. I gravitated to my roots and became an Irish pub singer back when I was probably 18 or 19 years old.
Wow. And then fame struck as you became involved with the legendary Clancy Brothers at some point.
That's right. It was rather shocking to me, because the first Irish music that I learned was off of a Clancy Brothers album. Mm-hmm. And then who would have known, but 20, 25 years later, I was touring with the Clancy Brothers.
There you go. All right. So a lot of our listeners remember the Clancy Brothers, I'm sure. Very famous appearances on television and Carnegie Hall and all over the country, toured all over the world, actually. And you actually had the opportunity to write some music for them, too.
Well, not for them directly, but for their Bobby Clancy's daughter, Aoife, has right. recorded three of my songs, which I'm very happy about. And when I toured with them, they always would have me do one of my songs every night, which I was just delighted.
That's a great story, and we could go on and on about the Clancy Brothers. But tonight, we're going to talk about other Irish friends of yours to get us in the mood. You brought a couple CDs of people you know within the industry, and we're going to start out with a song called Farewell to Nova Scotia. Who does this?
The band is called Guaranteed Irish, and their lead singer is Bruce Foley, a very dear friend of mine for many years. We used to play in a band called the Shenanigans back in the 80s.
Absolutely.
This is a well-known Irish folk song called Farewell Nova Scotia.
The sun is setting in the west, the birds are singing on every tree. All nature seems to be at rest, but still there is no rest for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound coast, with your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away, o'er the briny ocean tossed, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? The drums, they do beat, and the wars do alarm. A captain, he calls, we must obey. So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. It's early in the morning, I'm far, far away. Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound coast, with your mountains dark and dreary bee.
Grandpa, when I am far away, you're the brain the ocean tossed. Would you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? I grieve to leave my native land. I grieve to leave my comrades all, and my parents whom I loved so dear, and the bonny, bonny lassie I do adore. Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound coast, but your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away, you're the briny ocean tossed, would you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? Brothers, they are at rest, their arms lie folded across their breasts. But a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the deep blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, you sea-bound post, but your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away, you're the briny ocean tossed, would you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? Would you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me?
Nice piece of music to get us in the mood. And Eddie, what makes Irish music Irish music? I don't think I've ever asked you that. What gives it the flavor? So I'm trying to stump you here.
Yeah, right now we're getting deep.
Yeah, okay. I know.
You know, that's a really good question, because growing up as an Irish American, I grew up with the Tora Lura Lura and the you know, the old Irish American tunes. My grandfather was a musician, and he had written a song called "Don't Be Ashamed of the Shamrock Green," which he won a minstrel show in 1917.
Wow.
And but that tradition was really related to, but very different than what Irish music in Ireland is. The similarity is probably the song structures.
Right.
But the
tempo has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And the resurgence of traditional Irish music, the fiddle tunes, that was actually because of an American who in the 1860s saved all the Irish tunes out in Chicago. He wrote them all down. They literally died out in Ireland. And then, I don't know, in the 40s, 50s, maybe even before, but it all came back. But it really went back from America to Ireland. And the traditional Irish tunes that you hear now are, of course, you know, amazing instrumentalists.
Right.
But the crossed Atlantic back and forth. And so what I'm saying when you say, what is Irish music? Well, is it tunes? Is it songs? And where does the Irish American tradition fall into place? For me, it's the, you know, I'm standing in Irish American tradition, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
But I'm very lucky to have made the connection in Ireland, been over there many, many times, and found a deeper experience for me of the contemporary Irish.
It's not necessarily the lyric. It's not necessarily the tempo. It's not necessarily instruments, because all the instruments pretty much are used in other places, but just not the same way.
Yeah, well, the other thing about Irish music, it's you know, if it's not sad and if there isn't some murdering happening, then it's probably not Irish. Oh, and it's got to be some drinking, too. This is gonna, you know.
All right. This next song is from the same group that did that first one, I believe. It's called Nancy Spain.
Yep, this is a contemporary song, but it was made famous by a fellow by the name of Christy Moore. Bruce and his band do a bang-up job of this.
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one does twinkle like your pale blue eyes.
like golden corn at harvest time, your hair. Sailing in my boat, the wind gently blows and fills my sails. Your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Oh, daylight peeping through the curtains on the passing nighttime is your smile. The sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy, and linger for just a little while. Since you left these shores, I've known no peace nor joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? On that day in spring, when the snow starts to melt and the streams to flow, with the birds I'll sing to you a song. In the wild I'll wander down a blueberry groves where wildflowers grow, and I'll wait for lovely Nancy to return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
Eddie, keeping our Irish performers coming, we have another one that you have brought with you.
A dear friend of mine, Pat Kelleher from County Cork. He's a great musician. He plays around the southern part of Ireland, all over the place. And I've actually performed with him in Kenmare. And he's a dear friend of the Clancy family as well. And this next song is a relatively contemporary song in the Irish vernacular. It's about 25, 30 years old. It's a song called From Clare to Here.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
Mm-hmm. hard for the crack. We're getting up late on Sundays, we never get to Mass. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. And when Friday night it comes around, I'm always into fighting. Me ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. And the only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking, for it eases off the pain a bit and levels out me thinking. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. And it almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine, for I promised I'd be coming home with pockets full of green. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. I dream I hear a piper play, but maybe it's an ocean. And I dreamt I saw white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, it gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's such a long, long way from Clare to here.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Eddie Dillon, an Irish songwriter, good American performer, songwriter, playwright, musician. We're going to get into all these things a little bit later on. But Eddie, in the tradition of St. Patrick's Day, for this show anyway, you will be appearing on Thursday?
On Thursday, I'm going to be in the afternoon up in Mansfield, Massachusetts, at a place called O'Connor's on Main Street, with my dear friend Alfie O'Shea. We'll be there from 2 to 6, and Alfie will continue into the night. I am going to zoom down to Mattapoisett, Massachusetts, and play from 7 to Falling Down at a place called The Inn at Shipyard Park. It used to be called the Mattapoisett Inn, and it's right on the waterfront in Mattapoisett. And what a great night we're going to have there.
See, you're giving, you're not even a Rhode Islander, and you're giving Rhode Island directions. It used to be. the place it used to be. And there's a guy there that I know. Anyway, that's great. Two places you can see Eddie on Thursday. Let's continue with our program of playing music that you brought with you.
I did, and I brought music of my friends. And this next CD was recorded in my studio, and it's Bobby Clancy's first, well, it's not his first, his second or third solo CD. And Bobby, of course, is one of the Clancy brothers. And he came in and did quite a lot of, we did three CDs at my studio. But I wanted to do this next tune because not only is the music important and the instrumentation, but also recitation is a very, very strong part of Irish culture. This next piece is a poem by William Butler Yeats, and it features in the background a bagpipe. The piper is Pat Hutchinson, who lives in Providence. And I would consider him one of the best pipers around. He is just amazing. The piece is called Host to the Air.
O'Driscoll drove with a song the wild duck and drake from the tall and tufted reeds of the Drear Heart Lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide, and he dreamed of the long dim hair of Bridget, his bride. And he heard, as he sang and dreamed, a piper piping away. And never was piping so sad, never was piping so gay. And he saw young men and young girls dance on the level place, and Bridget, his bride, among them with a sad but gay face. The dancers gathered around him, and many a sweet thing said. One young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve, and away from the merry band, to old men playing at cards with a twinkling of ancient hands. But the bread and the wine had a doom, for these were the hosts of the air, and he sat and he played in a dream of her long dim hair. He played with the merry old men, thought not of evil chance, until one bore Bridget, his bride, away from the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards. Out of his dream awoke, and the old man and young men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. And he heard high up in the air a piper piping away. And never was piping so sad, never was piping so gay.
Eddie, you have one more from that same CD.
I do. Actually, two more. This next one is Sweet Glen Lee, another recitation that I just loved when Bobby did this on our show.
Come on, ye gallant Irishmen of every rank and station, and hear a short oration that yet remains untold. I might have been born a Russian, a German or Bulgarian, but of all my vast experience, the truth I will unfold. I went to see the world's rage when I was 19 years of age, on a steerage passage I engaged on a ship called the Iron Buke. We went aboard the Dublin's Wall, and sought were bound for Trans of Yall. There was a friend from out of Skull, and one from Carricktown. Ah, but a noble ship had scarcely steamed, when in my mind sad memories beamed. I dreamt of my dear brothers and their loving company. I dreamt of those dear brothers, and that we should be asunder, and of my loving mother. back home in sweet Glenlee. Ah, but a Dutchman who admired my ways took me off to see the Himalayas, and my friends was I amazed, they're awful eye to see. Those great big Himalaya peaks are much higher than McGillicuddy's reeks, and from their summit you could see the waves near Galilee. Ah, but the Dutchman who in hell declined had heard of cures in Palestine. He invited me along with him, combined with him to go. So we journeyed on through Java and onward to Jerusalem, to that ancient Hebrew city and the walls of Jericho. But when we reached Jerusalem, the trees were blooming beautiful. Was on that very same evening, there was a great earthquake. I was in my bed and sleeping sound when I woke to find things shifting round. And after that, I heard no sound, no pain affected me. It was on the following morning that I recovered consciousness, that I wrote of all my consequence to my friends in sweet Glenlee.
Well, there you go. No denying that that felt Irish to me, but no instrumentation, no particular rhythm other than the cadence, but Irish nonetheless.
It's as Irish to the core.
Right. Okay. We have one more piece, as you mentioned, before we take our next break.
This is another tune featuring Bobby with his son Finbar singing harmony, and the female is his daughter Aoife Clancy.
Aoife Clancy, who's been on our show and our program many times, and unfortunately for us, she's moved away from Massachusetts to down south, and hopefully she'll come back soon. But, you know, get her up here once in a while.
Well, I expect that as soon as the summer hits down there, she'll be back up.
Okay. We'll listen to this and then take a short break and be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
Radio-the-doo-dum, doo-dum, doo-dum, radio-the-doo-dum, doo-dum day. Radio-the-doo-dum, doo-dum, doo-dum, radio-the-doo-dum, doo-dum day. As I rode out to Galway City at the hour of 12 at night, who should I meet but a handsome damsel combing her hair by candlelight? Lassie, I have come a-courting your kind favours for to win, and if you'd but smile upon me next on the night I'd call again. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day.
So to me you came a-courting my kind favours for to win. It would give me the greatest pleasure if you never did call again. What would I do when I go walking, walking out in the morning dew? What would I do when I go walking, walking out with a lad like you?
Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Lassie, I have gold and silver, lassie, I have a house and land. Lassie, I have ships in the ocean, they'll be all at your command.
What do I want with your gold and silver? What do I want with your house and land? What do I want with your ships in the ocean? All I want is a handsome man.
Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Do you ever see the grass in the morning all bedecked with jewels rare? Do you ever see a handsome lassie, diamond sparkling in her hair?
Did you ever see a copper kettle mended with an old tin can? Did you ever see a handsome lassie married off to an ugly man?
Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day. Ready at the two-dum, 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 ready at the two-dum, two-dum day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm Mike Maino, and sitting with Eddie Dillon, and we've been listening to music that Eddie has provided for us of other people. Normally on this show, we play Eddie's music, some of his CDs, but are they still available, Eddie? Can people buy your CDs that are out there?
Yeah, you can contact me directly at eddiedillon.com,
All right, eddiedillon.com if you'd like to get some of his music. And I know that you have at least two.
I do. And also iTunes. You can look up my instrumental CD on iTunes.
That's Barber's Lament.
Barber's
correct?
Lament.
See,
yeah.
I'm just, my mind, it's just right there. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
We are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with Irish music, and we've talked a little bit about that. We're going to change gears now and get to a project that Eddie has been working on that isn't necessarily Irish, but there's some heritage in there, I'm sure.
Well, it really does have some Irish roots.
Okay.
And it's a musical called Rise.
A new musical, which you've written both the words and the lyrics, right?
Words, lyrics, and I'm also the janitor.
You've written everything for this, the music and the lyrics. And so tell us about the creation of Rise.
Well, it's a story of a fairy princess who is kind of Celtic in origin. Her mother and father are Maeve and Alia, who are Celtic king and queen of Ireland.
Okay.
But Alicia, their daughter, in our conceit, is in the magical forest of Mir, where she's having an overnight celebration with the creatures of the woodland forest. And she's celebrating because her parents have given her a new magic wand that she has to learn because she's a fairy princess.
Uh-oh.
So she has to learn how to use it, and it's kind of difficult, but she's so excited. She's invited all the creatures of the forest to come. She's also invited the banshee.
Uh-huh.
And the banshee, everybody is afraid of the banshee, but the banshee doesn't show up until everybody has gone asleep, and the banshee steals her magic wand.
Oh.
But it doesn't work for the banshee. It only works for the princess.
Oh, it has one of those thumbprint things on it.
Exactly. It's, or a password. That's what the banshee thinks.
Okay.
So the banshee, being the devilish character that she is, decides to play a very nasty trick on our princess. She hides the magic wand underneath the oak's roots and leaves a note that says, if you want to retrieve your magic wand, you have to go on a quest. Mm-hmm. You have to go to the dance contest at the village of Castle Rock. There, you must win the contest in order to go through the Western Gate, which nobody ever does. Then you have to go to the Canyon of Song and sing a song that the four muses of harmony have never heard before. And if you fail, you will be stricken death. Then you have to go through the dismal swamp called the Okie Finoki, gee, it's kind of Loki, worse of the cursor, time to pay the bursar, dismal swamp. Oh, if you get through that, you might get to the abysmal islands where you might find your magic wand.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you haven't given away too much of the story already.
That's it. You don't even have to go see it now. That's the end.
All right. So this is a new musical, and you brought some samples of the music that we're going to be listening to that's part of it, right?
That's right. These are really the rough tracks, so I hope if you hear a few things off, you forgive me, but I really wanted to share this with anybody who wants to listen.
All right. And what will we start with?
Well, we're going to do this a little bit out of order. This first song is a song called A Big Step Feels Okay, and it's when the princess finds out that all the woodland creatures are going to go with her on this quest.
You see, we couldn't let you do it. Face it all alone. You've been our bosom buddy and true right to the bone. When the bullies kept on pushing, you stood beside us all. It's time to give it back to you. We're standing proud and tall. So point a toe where you want to go. Don't worry if you're feeling low. Lift up that foot and get it in your way. Tell your shoe what you want to do. Any compass point will work for you. Don't worry if your soul gets worn right to the bone. It's all of us together. Though perilous be the weather, we'll sail right through perdition because we're friends. We're friends. We're friends. We're friends. So one foot and then the other makes a big step feel okay. One little step with another, and soon you're on your way. So thank you, friends and compadres. It takes two to get up and start. The road ahead is onto the horizon, heading for the morning star. Oh yeah. There once was a woman from Wisconsin. She was married to a Frenchman too. Two Americans came along, they sang her this song, so she got in a big canoe. But if it hadn't have been for Sacagawea, Wisconsin would never be a state. And Lewis and Clark wouldn't have their own park, and we'd only have 22 states. There once was a man named Lincoln. They called him Abraham too. He never had a blog, sought a lot of logs, like he had nothing better to do. But if it hadn't have been for Abraham Lincoln, $5 bills would never be the same. The Gettysburg Address would have been a big mess, written by some guy named Twain. I just say it like this. It's one foot and then the other makes a big step feel okay. One little step with another, and soon you're on your way. So thank you, friends, for the journey it takes two to get up and start. The road ahead is onto the horizon, heading for the morning star. Let's get going.
Very nice, very nice. That's I'll say lilting, I guess, but it just kind of makes you feel good listening to it.
That's the whole idea.
So this is not going to be like Les Mis or Apocalypse Now. This is a feel good thing.
No, this is kind of the Wizard of Oz meets Harry Potter. And has a good time doing it.
Well, there you go. All right. Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, a quick question. I don't want to get us too far off track, but how long have you been working on Rise? Is this something that just inspired you in a couple weeks, or has this been a while?
I'm into my second year of working on it. I'm on my eighth edit of the script, and I just came back a couple of weeks ago from Florida. I have friends working on choreography and orchestration down there, and I'm hoping to get it put on down there on a local level, and welcome any inquiries if anybody else wants to take a look at it. Be very happy about that. But it's a work in progress.
2 years.
2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the music part of it, when you write the music, is the melody something that you might have had in your head even longer than that, or is this pretty much inspired by this?
This, none of the songs were in, and it's all brand new.
Nothing that you had, I had this 20 years ago, but I didn't know what to do with it, and I'll stick it in here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I have 1,000 songs in my catalog, but it's all brand new. It's just, I find when I was writing this that I was I would take whatever the scene was and sit there at my keyboard and I probably went through several hundred iterations of different parts of songs and different things and culled through them, and here we are.
And there you go. All right, let's get to another piece so we can hear another portion of it. What do you have next?
Well, as I said, we're going a little bit out of order because that was our troop going off to go on their quest. But before that, the princess is alone on stage wondering how is she going to retrieve this wonderful magic wand that's been stolen, and she's really nervous, and she thinks she has to go alone, but she remembers her mother and father and sings this song. It's called Stand Upon Mountains.
I stand upon mountains, I stand upon mountains, stand upon mountains. On your shoulder, the gift is my living, the gift to keep giving. To all of my mothers, to all of my fathers, I want to thank you for loving me so much. My wings are unfolding, I'm ready to fly. Of you, there's an open sky. Call me a young one. I know what I am. It's because of you. It's here that I stand. Just there for me when I stood alone, all alone. Why did you care for me? 'Cause you were alone, just like me. We stand upon mountains. On your shoulder, mountains, mountains.
This sounds very interesting. The play, the musical, is called Rise. And as soon as you get your people in Florida connected and up and running, I would love to have you back again. And let's find out about how it's going to be produced. And maybe you'll be around here where our audience can see it.
Well, I would be delighted.
It's going to be great. And thank you for coming in and helping us celebrate once again St. Patrick's Day. And we have one more piece from the show. Describe this one for us.
At this point, the woodland creatures, and the princess are in the dismal swamp trying to sleep through the night. And as the princess is sleeping, her prince, who she's met, this fallen, really happily in love with, comes to her in a dream and awakens her, and they dance. It's called Dance Above the Stars.
Excellent. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Thank you again, Eddie. And the rest of you, will see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Did you ever see the moon dance with the stars? Did you ever fall in love between Earth and Mars? Did you ever give it all? The world looks at you. Hope for the best when a miracle will do. If you always look down, you won't see the sky. Shooting stars pass you, comets roll by. Planets, they whisper, did she miss us too? Morning, you woke up, they're talking about you. She should dance, she should dance, she should dance. Even the stars dance in heaven. Even the moon knows it's heaven when I dance with you. Dance with me, lover, all our dreams will come true. You'll be my babe, star shining right through when I dance with you. And I will dance this to be, feeling you close to me, you and I endlessly in a dance. Just the first sight of you, that's when my body knew I must be touching you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.